Want to hear something good?
Want to hear something good?
That's good.
I got to tell you about this good thing.
Did you hear about that program? It's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What's good?
What's good?
Did you hear what's good?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
What's good, Goodwill?
Hello and welcome to another episode of What's Good, Goodwill. I'm your host, Michelle.
And I'm Teresa.
Welcome back, Teresa.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We love having Teresa in the What's Good studio. Teresa, if you need a reminder, is our projects and events coordinator. What? She just did a little funky dance.
Sorry, this is audio, not video. My dance moves are not appreciated in audio.
I think I greatly appreciated your dance moves.
Thanks, Michelle.
Teresa's still recovering from our Airway Heights grand opening, by the way.
Yes, it was a day. Lots of people in and out of the store.
If you haven't been to our Airway Heights location at 9837 West Flight Drive, go check it out.
It's gorgeous. A gorgeous store.
If you've never been bin shopping, which is the outlet store where they dump everything inside the bins, we've got bin shopping and it's own separate one side, and then on the other side is the retail store.
Yeah, the bins is an experience. You can really find some awesome stuff for a cheap price.
People are a little competitive though, so beware, it's not your regular Goodwill shoppers.
It's a little like Black Friday every day.
Every day is Black Friday. And if you know what you're looking for, you said you can snag some pretty good deals.
I've seen some great stuff go out of there. It's amazing. They had some great patio furniture on the opening couple of days. Oh my gosh. It's just gorgeous stuff. It just gets missed at the store.
Yeah.
For some reason, it ends up at the outlet.
Nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly good. And by the way, yes, generally most things are pay by the pound, but there are certain items like the patio set that doesn't make sense for us to charge you by the pound. Certain items have price tags on it. Just an FYI.
A few items, yes. Furniture. There is some great furniture. Personally, I've found some amazing furniture there.
When in doubt, look above. We do have signs hanging above, and we do have signs on the walls that tells you our pricing system.
Yes, there's protocol, people. Gotta read the signs. They're everywhere.
See the signs.
To let you know what to do. Yep.
Well, speaking of the signs, what's going on in June?
Well, June is Pride Month. Across the country, really. Hey! And we are participating in the Downtown Spokane Pride Festival. It is on Saturday, June 10th.
That's exciting.
It is going to be super fun. We are walking the parade with a bunch of our team members and leadership. So that's going to be fantastic. A couple people are bringing their children, which is great, showing our support. And we'll be there for the festival as well. We have a booth with some great Goodwill Pride stickers.
Ooh, I've seen those stickers.
Yeah, they're amazing. And some great giveaways and games and just information about our wonderful programs.
For more than 100 years, Goodwill has been taking a stand and helping people in our communities who have been marginalized and undervalued. Goodwill Industries of the Inland Northwest treats all people with dignity and respect and will continue to pursue and celebrate diversity.
We're here with Heather Alexander to talk about our Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging program.
Awesome. Thanks for having me this morning, you guys.
Welcome, welcome. We're not just saying that because you're our boss.
Well, you know.
So, Heather, can you talk to us a little about the EDIB committee and what it does at Goodwill?
Sure. So Goodwill formed a committee several years ago to both educate our team members and just help us learn more about the diversity that exists within our organization and with our communities so that we all can just kind of have a better sense of where everybody is coming from. And one of the things that really struck me the most and when we first started talking about this in our organization is that the concept of equity, right? So there's an image that was shared about some people who were watching a baseball game from behind a fence. Mm-hmm. And they were all given the same height of boxes to stand on to be able to see over this fence, you know, supposedly. But, you know, the adult person who was seeing over the fence standing on the same height box, they had plenty of clearance room. Then there was, you know, a person who was of smaller stature who was standing, and they could like have put their hands on top of the fence and just, you know, peek over. And then there was somebody who was in a wheelchair on top of this box, and they couldn't see over the fence at all. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just giving everybody the same things, but it's like making sure that people have more of that equal access to that. And then as an organization, we are all about diversity and inclusion, and we have been since we were founded, and because we very strongly believe that all people have value and have an opportunity to engage and do things in the community. And so we have for decades worked to help people overcome barriers, and to we just have respect for everybody. And that's something that is a value that we have as an organization. And so really having conversations about how do we understand the diversity that exists within our organization? How do we understand the diversity that exists within our communities? And then adding to that the inclusion piece. And then we just recently, within the last few months, added in the belonging piece, because a lot of people don't feel like they have a place where they belong. Mm-hmm. And so in all that we do, really striving toward how as a organization can we help people achieve some understanding, have understanding and acceptance for diversity, have respect for people, be able to share ideas. You might not agree or see things the same way as the person next to you, but mm-hmm. you can still have a conversation and kind of, you know, maybe agree to disagree, but everybody belongs, and really making sure that people feel that. So that's what that committee works toward, from an education piece, from, you know, having some potlucks and some educational components, and then looking at things that we do within the organization as well, and making sure that we are a place where people feel like they belong and are included, and that where diversity is celebrated.
Amazing. So we asked our team members to share messages of love and inclusion, and here are some of the few that we received.
My LGBTQIA siblings, we are blessed to know ourselves in a way most people never think about. If you ever feel alone in the world, know that there is a community, a family, that will welcome you with open arms. You are seen and you are loved.
Oh, that's great. That's amazing. Well put. Another says, don't let someone dim your light simply because it's shining in their eyes.
You deserve to be happy. You deserve to live a life that you're excited about. Don't let others make you forget that.
Exactly. So there's another great holiday in June, Michelle. It's a new holiday for Goodwill employees, and it is Juneteenth.
I'd like to share, if you're not aware, what Juneteenth is.
Enlighten us.
Juneteenth marks the day when federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865 to take control of the state and ensure that all enslaved people were freed. The troops' arrival came in a full 2.5 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth honors the end to slavery in the United States. On June 17th, 2021, it officially became a federal holiday. The last event in June that we're really excited about is our awards and recognition of our community members and our program participants.
Yeah, we love this part of the year because we get to acknowledge people outside of Goodwill that have partnered with us in our programs or in support of our events to outreach to the community. And we have some amazing people that have won this year.
So like the saying goes, you know, it takes a village. Well, it really does take a village for us to help impact the communities that we serve in Eastern Washington and North Idaho.
A big part of our region is so rural that it does take a lot of people in the community to spread the word. You know, our outreach workers can only do so much, especially in those rural communities. So we have a couple of people that are in small little beautiful towns in northeastern Washington that have been acknowledged this year, and we're super excited about it.
I know, if you're not aware, so we have the Goodwill Connect program, which helps people in rural areas get access to the internet. The program, we have digital navigators that go out to these different regions, they teach classes, they get, you know, the technology and the internet into people's hands. And I know a couple of our Mission Partnership Award winners are part of that program. program. Do you want to talk about that a little?
Absolutely. Up in Oroville, Washington, that is way up north, almost to Canada. You might be able to just throw, you know, your phone across to Canada when you're in Oroville. And some ladies at the library there have been really significant in promoting that Connect program to the people that come through their doors. Mm-hmm. It is a great spot for the community to gather. And so they've been able to reach out to a ton of people in that area. So the Oroville Library is a recipient of a Mission Partnership Award. Oh, golf clap.
I think that deserves more of a golf clap. Hold on.
Hey,
there we go. So also, if you're not aware, we have monthly classes, monthly free digital skills classes, and the Oroville Library is one of those locations that we often host free classes from.
Absolutely. One of our other small towns up there north of Spokane in Medellin Falls, there's a wonderful little market called the Medellin Falls Market. Jennifer is the owner and manager of that market, and it is kind of a hub for that community as well. Mm-hmm. So she's been amazing at getting the word out about our programs, asking the, you know, our reps that go out there for extra literature to hand out when they're not around. She's just really invested in helping us, and she can obviously see the impact. And she, this year, Jennifer, if you're listening, from Medellin Falls Market, you are this year's Goodwill champion.
Hey! Congratulations, woo! Jennifer. We get success stories sent to us all the time, and we constantly saw Jennifer referred me to the Goodwill Connect program, or Jennifer helped me get, you know, contacted for the digital skills classes.
I love the term digital navigator, by the way.
Yeah.
It feels like they should be in a spaceship, like, but really they're just in their Kia driving around the dusty.
All I see when you said that was like Matrix style. They like, yeah, they put on their big leather jacket and their sunglasses and they digitally navigate, you know.
Pew, pew.
They're doing that whole Neo backbend as the internet is like going. I do believe the Goodwill Connect program is one of our Mission Partnership Award winners.
Absolutely. We are, you know, not the only Goodwill operating in the state of Washington. Like I just talked about, we have a huge rural area in eastern Washington to cover. So we have a partner organization on the west side of the state based out of Redmond. And that is the Rainier and Olympic Region Goodwill. And they head up the Connect program for Washington. And they've been incredible partners for us to get the literature out to, they've smacked up billboards everywhere in those, you know, little towns advertising about these free laptops and digital skills classes that you can acquire from the Goodwill Connect program. And Nancy Chang and her team at the Goodwill Olympic and Rainier Region are another award winner for the Mission Partnership Award.
Really couldn't do it without them.
Where's my sound effects?
Teresa also was driving through, what, the center of the state, and you saw the billboard?
I did. I saw the billboard. I was like north of Tri-Cities. And I did a double take because I look at these, you know, images all day in my job. And I was like, wait a second. I'm not at work. I'm in the middle of nowhere. And here's the billboard. And it was amazing. It's this bright yellow. And yeah, they're like, come get a computer.
You heard free digital skills classes. Go check out our Good Bits section in the description of this episode. Click that link. Find out. Find the classes that you want. Give us a call, sign up.
There's so many different things you can learn in those digital skills classes. They even have social media tips and tricks and all sorts of things to get you back into the swing of 2023.
Plus personal budgeting. I mean, right? I don't know who doesn't need personal budgeting, like one-on-one budgeting advice. So as we continue to celebrate our Community and Business Partners Awards, Heather is joining us again to talk to us about one of our award winners. Heather, take it away.
Awesome. So, you know, when we were looking at our nominations for businesses who have really chipped in and made a big effort to help support the work that Goodwill is doing in our communities, really United Healthcare came to the forefront. They have been, you know, in our stores helping, you know, people learn about, you know, Medicare and just opportunities. over the course of the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But in the last couple of years, they've also stepped up and said, how can we help support the mission of Goodwill in your area? You know, there's Goodwills across the country, right? We all have different missions. And they wanted to know, how could they support what we're doing here locally? And so last year, we, you know, with kind of the limitations around COVID finally going away, we were finally able to start talking about actually having a big resource fair in person again. But doing that meant, you know, having to pay rent to rent a place because we're just, there's so much need and Goodwill has grown so much. We don't have the space to host one downtown anymore like we used to. And so we had a committee of folks who are working toward together on that. And when Efren came to me and said, hey, as we're looking at our budget year, we really would like to support what Goodwill's doing. What are some things that we can do as a company that would help support Goodwill and help meet some of the needs in the community? And the idea of sponsorship for the resource fair that we had our...
Oh, it's the Community Connect.
Thank you.
Resource fair.
Trace is like, I planned it. I know the name.
We have a couple different programs here that have Connect in them. I'm like, oh, nope, that wasn't it. It wasn't coming. But so as we planned that Resource Connect fair, it just was a great fit for them. They're like, oh, that sounds like something we would really like to support. And so they provided the financial support to help pay for the rental fees and to help us with other things that we needed to do for that event and help pay for, you know, we had t-shirts and we had some bags that were nice and sturdy that people could use to take the groceries that they got from Second Harvest home with them and that they could put their, you know, brochures and business cards and all that kind of stuff in. They paid for those bags, helped provide some seed for us to be able to do this year's event as well. And they've just been an outstanding source of support us. So, yeah. And so Efren and the entire team at United Healthcare, we just want to thank you guys and recognize you for the support and for the partnership. We know that you understand the mission of Goodwill. And truly, it is with partnerships like yours that our mission comes true and that together we create opportunities that change lives and strengthen communities. And you guys were part of that. So United Healthcare, big kudos to you. Thank you for your support.
Well, thanks, Heather, for joining us today. That was a great insight into the partnerships with United Healthcare and Goodwill.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, you guys.
So we want to give a big shout out and a huge thank you to all of our community business partners and mission partners for really helping us do what we do and making such a big impact on local lives every year.
Takes a village.
If you're hearing this message, you've listened to our new episode all the way to the end. And for that, thank you.
And don't forget to keep up with What's Good by following us on social media. On Facebook at INW Goodwill, Instagram at Goodwill _INW, Twitter at Goodwill INW, and TikTok at Goodwill INW.
Michelle, why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
I don't know, Teresa. Why?
Because they are so good at it.